Here's Chuck Lura with Natural North Dakota.
When was the last time you took a stroll through the North Dakota prairie to see the spring wildflowers? If the Pasque flowers are not in bloom near you, they will be soon. And of course, there are other wildflowers as well, including draba and prairie smoke. The Pasque flower, also known as wild crocus, is among the earliest wildflowers to bloom on the prairie, and for many nature watchers, the blooming of the Pasque flower is the official harbinger of spring. They may be observed across the state on upland prairies. Standing from 2 to 4 inches or more, the stem and leaves are covered with a dense covering of white hairs that helps insulate the plant from the cold. And at the top of the stem is a pale blue flower, about 1.5 inches in diameter, with a cluster of yellow anthers inside. Our fondness for the Pasque flower is illustrated by its being designated the state flower of South Dakota and the provincial flower of Manitoba. Many of the spring wildflowers on the prairie are small and rather inconspicuous, but no less interesting. A good example is whitlow grass, or draba, a small member of the mustard family that produces small yellow flowers. Aldo Leopold, the father of wildlife management and author of the popular book Kasan County Almanac, had a soft spot for this diminutive spring wildflower. Here's a bit of what Leopold wrote about draba, and I quote, "He who hopes for spring with upturned eye never sees so small a thing as draba. Draba plucks no heartstrings. No poets sing of it. Altogether, it's of no importance. Just a small creature that does a small job quickly and well." Unquote. Prairie smoke, also known as old man's whiskers, should be in bloom now or soon. It's a member of the rose family that produces 3 small, drooping, reddish-pink to purplish flowers at the top of the stem, which grows to 1 foot or so. The flowers look like they're just about to open, even when mature. The flowers of prairie smoke will catch your interest, and so will the seed heads. As the seeds begin to form, the slender styles of the flowers elongate to become around 2 inches long, forming a sort of a reddish feathery tail. They're said to resemble wisps of smoke, thus the common name prairie smoke. So consider taking a stroll across the prairie. Seek out these and other wildflowers. Beauty often comes in small packages, and the spring wildflowers will help brighten your day. I've put links to more information on these wildflowers along with the text of this Natural North Dakota. You can access them at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.